Manhunt ends in Kentucky shootout.
There's a feeling of relief that the community's safer now.
Early release for nonviolent convicts.
Some 6,000 federal inmates will be let out of jail.
Senate passes budget deal.
To avert a catastrophic default.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A week on the run came to a bloody and deadly end overnight in southern Kentucky for a man wanted for shooting and wounding a Tennessee police officer during a traffic stop. The beginning of the end came when this woman recognized 62-year-old Floy Ray Cook in her garage.
I said, "Oh my God, oh my God." And my brother said, "What is it?" I said, "It's him, it's him." And I said, I turned around real quick and I ran away.
Cook fled too. Kentucky State Police spokesman Billy Gregory says soon after the law caught up with him.
He brandished a gun, shots were exchanged, and Cook sustained wounds which ultimately led to his death.
Cook was a convicted sex offender who had failed to comply with the terms of his release. What's being billed as the largest one-time release of federal prisoners begins today. Over the next 4 days, about 6,000 nonviolent drug offenders will gain their freedom. Here's CBS's Peter King.
Some of those sentences began in the 70s as a result of lawmakers cracking down. Broward County, Florida, public defender Howard Finkelstein.
They come up with quick fix solutions, which in this case was mass incarceration.
Most of the former inmates will be in halfway houses or in home confinement. Finkelstein says it's a tough adjustment after a very structured prison life.
All of a sudden, they're going to be released into the community where no decisions are made for them. And it is emotionally overwhelming.
About a third of the former prisoners will be deported. Texas and Florida will receive the highest numbers of former inmates, 578 and 295 respectively. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
The last British detainee at the prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, has been released. Shaker Amer, originally from Saudi Arabia, is headed back to the UK. He was detained in Afghanistan in 2001. For the first time since the Iran nuclear deal was reached, an American citizen has been placed under arrest in Iran. According to relatives, Iranian-American businessman Sayamak Namazi was taken into custody in Tehran 2 weeks ago. It's not clear if he's been charged. Iran analyst Joe Cerencioni says it's the work of hardliners.
It's part of a power struggle that's taking place inside Iran between the hardliners who control the police and the more moderate or pragmatic factions represented by President Hassan Rouhani.
Iran is part of the talks on Syria underway today in Austria. State Department correspondent Margaret Brennan.
Nearly 20 countries have gathered in Vienna to do this, but there's already a disagreement with Russia objecting to the presence of any American forces inside the war zone that has become a safe haven for extremists like ISIS. There are serious disagreements over when Assad would exit power and, if it happens too quickly, whether ISIS could take advantage.
The Senate passed a budget deal at 3 a.m. in Washington. Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden.
With this bipartisan legislation, it's possible to avert a catastrophic default and a mindless sequester.
Kentucky Republican Rand Paul left the presidential campaign trail to return and vote no.
Should we give Congress more money? Hell no. Do not trust them with any more money.
The agreement now goes to the White House for President Obama's signature. Annual enrollment for Obamacare begins this weekend. Here's CBS's Barry Bagnano.
Accentuating the positive, the Obama administration says 8 out of 10 returning healthcare.gov customers will pay monthly premiums under $100 after tax credits are applied. But a group representing 133 million Americans with chronic illnesses says that's not the whole story.
Out-of-pocket costs can actually drive up your annual spend by as much as 60%.
National Health Council CEO Mark Booten complains the sign-up system still lacks a calculator flexible enough to be adapted to a person's individual medical requirements.
The challenge for many people with complex chronic conditions has been identifying an insurance product that would meet their specific health needs at the most affordable price.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Dynamic Airways vows to find the cause of the engine fire on one of its jetliners while it was on the ground yesterday in Fort Lauderdale. Douglas Moss is an aviation analyst.
There's layers of inspections which are designed to catch things like this, but every once in a while, something falls through the cracks. Or in a case like this, it just was not detected.
More than a dozen people were hurt, one seriously. It's expected to take most of the day to gather up pieces of that wayward military blimp that came down in the Pennsylvania countryside. Shotguns were used to deflate it yesterday. Big city police groups around the country are mobilizing against an Oscar-winning filmmaker. We're live with CBS's Gary Nunn.
His movies are raw and explicit.
I'm taking this woman to hang.
Director Quentin Tarantino, who recently used harsh, controversial words when he protested police brutality, is now hearing complaints by some police unions, including those in New York, Philadelphia, and L.A., to boycott his movies. Jaretta Sandoz of the LAPD says,
"We don't want more attacks than we already have on police."
But at least one group has come to Tarantino's defense, calling the effort an unacceptable attempt to punish someone for speaking out. No comment from Tarantino on the police backlash.
Honda's recalling 300,000 08 and 09 Accords because side airbags can inflate if doors are slammed too hard. Fiat Chrysler's recalling nearly 900,000 Jeep, Dodge, and Fiat SUVs to fix airbags and anti-lock brakes. A marathon struggle and a one-sided affair have marked the first two games of baseball's World Series. The Royals have a 2-0 lead over the Mets. The Fall Classic resumes tonight.
The series now shifts here to New York, and the Mets hope playing at their home stadium will help. Mets outfielder Michael Kadire.
You know, we get to come here now where we've played well all year in front of a fan base that is really excited.
The Kansas City players say they are not intimidated playing in the Big Apple. Royal pitcher Wade Davis says he's looking forward to it.
It'll be exciting. You know, that's it's a big city that loves sports, so it'll be a good atmosphere.
Steve Futterman, CBS News at the World Series in New York.
In Oslo, Norway, a Justin Bieber concert turned out to be just one song.
Guys! Yo, listen to me. Are you listening?
The singer left the stage and never came back after fans got in his way as he tried to wipe up liquid on the stage.
Guys, never mind. I'm done. I'm not doing a show.
It may not be everyone's idea of savings, but CBS's Bill Whitney has the story of one man's decades-old passion that paid off.
More than 45 years ago, Otha Anders of Ruston, Louisiana, found a penny on the ground and decided to set it aside. Collecting pennies became an obsession. He even tried to make sure that with every purchase, he got a few pennies in change. Over time, Anders filled 15 5-gallon plastic water jugs, which he hauled to the bank the other day. It took 5 hours to run all those pennies through the coin machine. The grand total, $5,136.14. Anders says he'll put the money toward a recent dental bill. Bill Whitney, CBS News.
In Ohio, small-town postmaster Anna Apania got her hands on $57,000 in an entirely different way. She admits she stole it. Money, merchandise, and postage over a 5-year period that began in 2009. She's going to prison for 10 months. That's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.